KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Build One South Africa leader Musi Maimane has warned that the country's progress over 30 years is at risk. He's accused groups like AfriForum and Solidarity of fostering division, threatening unity and social cohesion. His remarks come as tensions between the US and South Africa deepen with a diplomatic clash over the Expropriation Act that the Trump administration says will lead to the takeover of white-owned farms. AfriForum and Solidarity recently visited Washington to meet with the officials. They've been accused of spreading misinformation. Maimane says a collective effort is now needed to strengthen South Africa's future.
When you've got institutions like AfriForum who go and misrepresent South Africa, they sow seeds of division. Our job must be to grow an economy, have bilateral trade. It's a moment for us as South Africans to stand united and own the destiny of our continent by building a growing economy that comes from here.
The diplomatic relationship between the countries worsened after former SA ambassador to the US, Ibrahim Rasool, was expelled from Washington. Rasool was declared persona non grata by the Trump administration over his criticism of US policies. He made these remarks at the Cape Town International Airport where he landed today.
It was not our choice to come home, but we come home with no regrets. So we don't come here to say that we have no need for America or that we don't have ties with America. Even after being declared persona non grata, we must rebuild the relationship with America.
Back home, the KZN Transport Department says a preliminary investigation into a fatal accident on the R61 near Port Edward has found that the cars were possibly racing. Three people were killed after four cars collided on the route on the KZN South Coast. Five others were left injured and rushed to hospital. Transport MEC Siboniso Duma says an investigation will continue.
Condolences to those three families. Unfortunately, we are hearing the bad news that there was a racing of some sort. RTI also told us around Port Edward areas that there was the racing of the cars. It's something that we discourage, we frown upon, because it always compromising the outlook of the road, especially those who are innocent.
And the South African Union of Students has called out what it has labeled the systematic exclusion of students by NSFAS. It's in response to the scheme's announcement last week that it exceeded its initial funding targets by more than 120,000 students this year. The unions, Asiwe Dlanjwa.
The capacity of the scheme should have been to support 1 million students a year. For the past 3 years, it's been over 1 million students that have been supported annually. It would appear that there has been a systematic exclusion of students.
Here's what's in store for us on the weather front tomorrow. Durban and Ladysmith, a high of 29. Underberg and Coxeter, 25. Newcastle and Mooi River, 27. Margate, 28. Pietermaritzburg, 30. And Richards Bay and Ulundi, 31. Sea swells are reaching 1.5 meters in Durban tomorrow morning, with sunrise at 2 minutes past 6. That's all from the news team for today. I'm Nushera Sudhial.